It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. This week, we've been hearing from Democratic candidates running in the District 31 primary election for New Mexico State Senate. Today, we hear from Art Terrazas, who shared with me why he is seeking the District 31 State Senate seat. Art, can you tell our audience why you are running for the District 31 seat?
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to everybody today. You know, simply put, for me, I am a public servant at heart. I'm a third-generation civil servant, actually. And I grew up in these communities that are in District 31, grew up at Anthony. My father's from Lanyon. And I just have always wanted to serve the public. I believe that there's a lot of good that can come from working in government and pursuing efforts on behalf of the community. And I think that having grown up in this area, I understand the nuances of these communities, the needs, and my training and my experiences working both in state, local, national government, and for nonprofits gives me the tools necessary to be an effective advocate for these communities in Santa Fe.
Across the globe and right here in New Mexico, COVID-19 has impacted lives. With that in mind, can you tell us what you think the major issues are facing District 31 and New Mexico?
Yes, thank you for asking that. It has been, as somebody noted, I was scrolling through my newsfeed on Twitter, somebody had talked about it's a generational upheaval and not a three-month inconvenience that we're looking at with COVID-19. This pandemic has also hit District 31 especially hard. The Sun News reported last week that over 59% of the cases in this county actually come from communities that are within District 31, communities that border Texas. And I think there's a lot of reasons why that is, and it brings up issues of why I'm running, of what I'm trying to do with this campaign and what I want to accomplish as a state senator. Number one is healthcare. You know, people in District 31 do not have adequate access to quality healthcare. There are a lot of people in the district, my mother included, who have to drive over 4 hours to see a specialist in Albuquerque. We need to do more to open up community health centers in the district. We need to do more to establish memorandums of understanding with hospitals across the state line in Texas. The healthcare is, as I said, a very important issue to me personally. It's important to the people in my district, and that's why I'm the only candidate in this race that has actually presented a COVID-19 economic recovery plan for the state of New Mexico. It's a 5-point plan that talks about how we can start getting people back on their feet and protecting them from suffering economic devastation of it. Two issues that are key to my campaign are jobs. We need better paying jobs in this community so that people can have enough money to pay their rent, put food on the table, and also take their families out for a nice meal at a restaurant or even to take a vacation. People in this community are struggling to survive every day before the pandemic happened, and that's not right. We need to make sure that we're leveraging the resources we have to get people better paying jobs. And the last part is infrastructure. You know, for every community that is in District 31, save for part of White Sands Missile Range and part of Las Cruces, every other community is designated as a colonia. What does that mean? That means that the federal government has said that these communities lack adequate housing and infrastructure for people that live there. That designation has been there for the majority of my life. I'm 40 years old. We have never sat down and looked at the ways to bring these communities out of that colonial status, because we need to make sure that they have adequate housing, adequate infrastructure, but we also need to make sure that they have access to Wi-Fi internet, and we have to make sure that people have livable conditions. And I want to be the person that sits down with these community leaders, plans out a way for us to get them elevated out of colonial status and make sure we've got the funding and resources to do that.
How would you address these issues with legislation?
Well, first of all, on the COVID-19 plan, there's 5 points, as I said. One is establishing a fund for utility arrearages, because, well, there's people that are saying, getting notices from their utility companies that they're not going to have their power shut off or they can miss a payment. That doesn't mean that after this is over, some of them may be hit with a $600 or $700 bill. So I want to establish a utility arrearages fund, at least $100 million worth of funds for that program, so that people can apply to have that, have their bills paid, and they won't go bankrupt because they're going to be hit with such a massive expense at the end of this is over and after they may not have been working. as far as, like, you know, looking at the elevation of the Polonias, what I want to do is sit down with each community in the district and the leaders and plan a series of town halls and also meetings with elected and appointed officials so that we can draft master plans for the next 5 to 10 years as to what is going to need to be accomplished. And that's when what I will do is seek funding through capital outlay programs, but I'm also not going to stop there. I want to make sure that we're working with the congressional delegation to leverage any funds that we can get from the appropriated committees in Congress to get those funds directed to these communities.
Art Terrazas is a Democratic candidate seeking the District 31 New Mexico State Senate seat. Art, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Again, thanks for having me.
You can listen to my full interview with Art Terrazas at krwg.org.